You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Dwayne Hebner. Dwayne is a writer, visionary, and founder of the All Solar Research Vessel and the New Presentation Foundation. The All Solar Research Vessel is the first prototype of its kind to harness the natural energies while empowering the environment with clean air, water, food, and entertainment. The vessel will be physically stationed in Huntington Beach, designed to focus attention on positive ways to empower us, especially the children, which are the future, in natural and non-destructive technologies. Dwayne is a prolific writer who has a variety of programs on Facebook, including the movie review called Reel to Reel, which delves into the esoteric side of film. He also reports the real news, not the manipulated media versions designed for propaganda. You can find him on Facebook just about anywhere, and he will be joined tonight by Ms. Kelsey Brown and another friend, Ms. Tanya Quarterman. So let's welcome them all to the show now. Hi, Dwayne, Kelsey, and Tanya. How are you?
We are here, Mr. Lance White. Good evening.
Good evening. A pleasure to speak with you again.
Yes, we will. Go ahead.
Is there any update on the All Solar Research Vessel before we find out what's going on in your world?
Basically, yes, there is, and that is that there's going to be many, many more than just one. We're going to have these vessels all over the world, but people that we are working with, many countries of the world, they are very happy with the project so far, and there's a lot of planning with this, so little by little it's etching its way out. We will be starting with concerts and et cetera, with the universities, colleges, Honda Center, Hollywood Bowl, et cetera, out here on the West Coast, while we're continually planning and, building the vessels, et cetera. So, yeah, there's going to be more vessels. I want to do a couple of prototypes first, and I just want to mention these vessels will be universal universities. That's the whole idea. People will actually, it'll be like going to school. It will be actually going to school to learn about the all-natural environment while they're on the vessels, traveling different coastlines and visiting different countries.
Wow, that sounds wonderful.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. We see a lot of potential with this, and we're actually going to create a new position for the world. We're going to call it Nations United, and that is that everybody's welcome to take part, and this will be universal for everybody. We are going to really demonstrate something very wonderful to this world.
Well, that's what is it that will be special about these floating research vessels that are also educational and entertaining?
Well, we provide what basically not too many people are aware of or are able to provide. We provide real guidance and a real education. That's basically it. And that, we show people how to get their own answers from life, and at the same time, learning about the natural environment and the world they're on. So we have a real connection that works. We have Skypes all over the world right now. We have educator groups, et cetera. I have many positions on Facebook as an example, as Dwayne the Great Writer. We have, I would say, up to 700 groups. Where I've written a lot of information for people to better understand what we're doing, not only on the natural environment here, but there are many dimensions and levels in life that people can receive information from and knowledge for themselves here as they're going through their physical life. So we provide that also. So we're more than just one-dimensional. We're very, very unique with what we're doing. But the Earth needs a lot of help right now, and so that's the focus, the oceans, the air, the water, you know, the food, etc. Everything is basically poisoned and polluted. We know that. So, again, that's the focus with the vessel.
Good, good, good. Did you once say that you were also going to bring in your own brand of water?
Well, we're going to do many businesses that align themselves with what we're doing that makes sense with what is taking place in the world today. So, you know, water is one of them. The idea is to get people's attention and to, you know, basically educate them onto what about what they're agreeing to. Most
right.
people don't really right. understand what they're agreeing to in this world. And so we're going to provide avenues to educate them so they can understand and make better choices. So they're working with the natural environment instead of against it.
Right, right. And aren't many of these agreements made at the unconscious level where the person is not aware of it?
You're absolutely right. And that is, you know, we know the control factor of the world. We're very, very aware of this. And on the surface, you know, things are presented to look a particular way. And what most people don't realize is that even though they're aware, they wake up to the systems that are, you know, abusively controlling things and what they're doing. We know about chemtrails and the GMO food and the vaccines, et cetera, as examples. There is a subliminal level that most people aren't aware of, but we are. We're very aware of that, and we can take care of those things called tap lining. We can take care of those things more so than people realize. So, again, you know, our natural environment is being heavily affected here, and we know, and as we get into the program here, we'll discuss some of these things, what has taken place, but we can work from all levels, not just the Earth level. So this wake-up that we're providing to show people how to recognize their real awareness, you know, that's the first step. But then there's more to it that we provide that most people are not aware of. So we go into that area, and we're very aware of how that works and how it affects people here.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, because that's the biggie, Lance. It is not so much the surface that's taking place. And, of course, it is. It's very important. But it's how people are agreeing unconsciously to what yep. is taking place, and they don't understand how that works.
Yeah,
that's the big part. And so those people, those individuals are, we're very aware of what's going on here. Those that control the planet here, this matrix, this design matrix we're in, you know, they work more so from a subconscious level than they do conscious level. So they're fine with people, you know, seeing what they're doing or whatever. They've tried to hide it for the longest time. Well, people are becoming more aware, so they're seeing what's taking place. But yet there's more to it than that. There's a lot more to it that they're not seeing, because we're dealing with shapeshifters here, physical astral beings, and more so than that. So, but we are aware of this and how it works, yeah.
Oh, right. And then there's so much more going on that we're not shown. And it seems that the world that we're shown is kind of a distraction to keep us looking in a certain direction so that we don't look in the direction that shows us the true nature of the beast.
Yes. Well, we know what's going on. We see that all the time. You know, there's so much deception going on, and I see it almost every day. The media is controlled. Basically, you have to step around the media. Mm-hmm. They make things look good, the 6 o'clock news, etc. That's all controlled to bombard people a particular way. But you have to really learn to look around that. And we'll get into dreams and things like that, and we'll discuss some of these experiences. And you have to be more aware. You have to use the intuitive part of yourself. You see, we're taught to be basically one-dimensional, and this is the educational systems here and whatever, those that control the world. They've created the educational systems for people to be basically literal. In other words, things black and white, mm-hmm. as opposed to really seeing beyond that, reading between the lines. And using their insight and intuition, it's more of a literal world of facts and figures. And yes, that world does apply mechanically wise with our computers and what we build, etc. But when it comes to the whole of life, because we're all standing in multi-dimensions within ourselves here and now, that are unseen. Most of life is unseen, and it's not to where you can literalize it and define it or, you know, understand it, but you need to recognize, you know, a greater part of yourself to really be able to see this. And it supersedes the politics, religion, spiritual paths, etc. You know, these things have their areas, but they're mainly physical and astral. And so, but we go far beyond that, and we show people how to start to get their own answers. And actually, the people that we work with in the Skype group, they're waking up very fast, actually.
Good.
So do we want to, I can introduce, let's introduce Miss Kelsey and Miss Tanya first. They're going to tell a little bit about themselves and how they met me and what they're doing with this, and then we'll get into some discussions. Go ahead. This is Miss Kelsey Brown. Lance, this is Lance White.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hello, Lance. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, you're the one that was responsible for introducing me to Dwayne through those wonderful pictures, and I couldn't help but look at them, and I kept looking and looking. I thought, what are these? And I knew there was something special about it, and so eventually I got in touch with Dwayne, and I'm beginning to discover there's a lot more to it. So I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, it's my pleasure. Sharing things on Facebook so people can wake up. Well, around the time that I found Dwayne, I had just left the university that I was attending, and I started doing YouTube videos talking about what I was learning. And what I was learning was the deception in the world with music and movies and just what was taking place here on the earth. And I would post those YouTube videos on Tumblr, whether I was talking about aliens or whatever it was at that time. And actually, Chris Courage found me through a hashtag, Being of Light, and he sent me a message, and he let me know about Reva's Artars, the Real Guides, the New You, Dreams, Dwayne, the radio shows. He let me know about the all-natural environment and what we're now doing, the Ocular Research Vessel, and over the course of 6 months, I started to read the books, listen to Dwayne on the radio shows, and I said to myself, wow, Dwayne really sounds like me, and this really makes a lot of sense. I was having dream visions. I started to sincerely test the new sessions, and I was experiencing a lot books and books of experiences about just what was taking place in the world and even beyond the earth. And it's been about a year now since I've been working with Dwayne and Ava and been on the Skype, and we've been doing the wonderful worldwide educators and working with the children. I've been doing interviews here recently with women and children, and we're just having a lot of fun waking people up and showing people how to be wonderful for themselves.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. So I do videos and share what we're doing about nature, and the last video we did was conserving water with the kids, and showing them what's taking place with their food and really getting the kids involved so that they can wake up the adult.
Well, yes, it does seem that they're a little bit wiser than we are. And so at least they're more innocent and they're able to open their minds more. Do you have a YouTube channel where you can, where you have those videos for everybody to see?
Yeah, actually, it's Miss Kelsey Brown, and that's M-I-S-S, and also on the YouTube channel, we have all 8 of the new books that Dwayne has written in audio format, so those can be listened to or downloaded from my channel as well. That's Miss Kelsey Brown. It's really simple.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, also.
Yeah, we have about...
Go ahead, Kelsey. Yeah, real fast, I was going to say, and also Chris, who introduced you, who we met you through. He has SoundCloud. Would you tell a little bit about that too, Kelsey?
Oh, yeah. We have about, I'd say, 8 or 9 different SoundCloud accounts. Chris Courage has the Your Dream Visions Now SoundCloud account. We also have Reba's Artara SoundCloud, Yawl Sakavi, Booby Quant, about 8 or 9. And if you go to my Facebook, which is Kelsey Brown, you can look in my notes and you can go find all of these SoundCloud accounts and also the last 3 interviews that Lance, you did with Dwayne. They're also on the notes on my Facebook. And with SoundCloud, what we have on there is different radio shows that we've done. We have Reel to Reel. We also have a lot of real side experiences that new friends on the Skype have been having and sharing. And there's just hundreds of experiences we have on these SoundClouds for people to listen to.
Wow. A lot of people seem to be experiencing lucid dreams now. I imagine you have a lot of stories about that.
Well, yes, there's a lot more even to that than the lucid dreaming, but yeah, we have people that can be aware in their dreams and control where they're going, but I would say what we're showing people is even more so than that, and to let life show them what's taking place and whatever it is they need for their life.
Let me interject here a little bit, Lance, and that is, thank you, Kelsey, sweetie, and that is that as we get into that area, that's a branch of what we're doing with the natural environment because, you know, really, you know, history here, we're not getting the real history when we're educated in school. We're getting a one-dimensional history, and many of the indigenous people were very aware, could leave their bodies, do different things, and so... again, as the Europeans, as an example, came over here and shoved the Indians aside, you know, these people were very aware of the environment, plus other environments, and we're sharing that with people. And that is that, yes, lucid dreaming is a point. That is where you're aware in your dreams, but most people do not realize that they can, through that door, that's the first step, to other worlds and dimensions. There's basically 5, the astral, causal, mental, and etheric realms in creation, and then the deep, dark border. There's basically 6 basic levels, and then beyond that is reality. In other words, creation itself, what we think is the whole of life, is actually just a simulator, and the dreams are the first position to start waking up and having experiences beyond this world, where you can gain your insight and more so in tune your intuition and just become aware. And there are real guides on the real side, and they do provide many demonstrations and teach individuals about the other worlds and real universes, etc. And eventually you can get beyond reincarnation and karma altogether, because creation entails cause and effect karma. And this is where these regions, these areas in the psychic realms are controlled. They're basically controlled here. And you have 5 other, you have 4 or 5 bodies that you're operating. Most people don't realize that. They just think they're a physical body. So, you know, what we're providing with our real guidance and real education, you know, starts off on the earth here with the natural environment and what's taking place. Because if people don't wake up, then they're going to be affected here, and it's going to take them into future lifetimes where the environment is going to be a lot worse because it's getting very bad rapidly here. Excuse me. And they're going to be rather locked in as they have concerns and emotional attachments here. So we show people how to get beyond the tap lining, and lucid dreaming is the first point of that. But the best part is that as people use the new sound, the new you, they will learn to see how life is showing them how to make better choices if they decide to. So, you know, on the earth here, we're literalized the particular way to where basically people are taught to decide how life is. Well, this is why the world is like it is, simply because people are deciding how life is. And it really is not that way at all. And so this is the situation we're in. So this is where we, you know, we share and show people how to get their own answers to where life will show them how it really is, and working with the natural environment. So that's a big plus with us because we work with the real universal guides that are from the real universes where there is real freedom, because here on the earth and in the psychic realm, there is no freedom. There is the matrix that has to be dealt with. And so there's a whole bigger picture here, unconsciously, that people are not aware of, and they're struggling to figure this out. And so this is where all these issues are coming from in the world. People are protesting and rebelling. But what they don't realize is that there is a better way to wake up and free themselves from this area instead of protesting the government that are really, you know, they're okay with the protesting because this allows them to control people. And so if a person wants to get beyond the control of this world, it's all about, first of all, waking up and becoming aware of your real awareness, and then you will have the position that you're looking for. But as long as you're, you know, deciding to agree with the world, and actually protesting is really an agreement, is what it is. It's really an agreement. It's just in the opposite way. People think, well, see, because they're protesting those that are controlling them. They're thinking that, oh, you're here to help us, when actually the governments of the world are here to control the situation.
Right.
So, yeah, so it's just like being in prison. You can sit there and gripe to the warden, but the warden is just, he's going to hear you, but you're still going to be in prison.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, it's very real. So again, what we educate people with, and the best part is that, you know, we're not deciding. I'm providing the information. I'm providing the real knowledge for people. But we look for people to get their own real experiences. And once they do, and this is what the Skype groups are about, these people, as they start to do the new you and make the real connection into the real universes, they start to have their real sight experiences. They're shown what's taking place in the world. They're shown certain individuals and groups that are controlling the world so that they can sidestep these things. They can get rid of their tap lines so they won't be controlled here, so they won't have to come back in future lifetimes. Supersedes all the you know, old spiritual ideas, etc. And what most people don't realize, as long as we're there right now, before we introduce Ms. Tanya here, is that the old words don't work anymore. They actually create tap lines to the reptilians, like the Hue word and the Om and the Amen and these things like that with the gods of man. They actually create tap lines, and people are subconsciously controlled, where the new you breaks through all these tap lines. And we have hundreds of real sight experiences of people getting rid of their tap lines and starting to wake up and see what's really going on all levels, more so than just the physical level itself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. I mean, it does seem that all of the old spiritual and religious trainings have been taken over or are being used, and the old words don't work anymore.
Well, what has taken place is that the intent of the individuals, so much if not almost all of them, have been bought off by those that control the world. And so, you know, I can mention certain things, but we won't mention them on the program, but all people have to do is simply do the new you, sing the new you before going to bed. And if they have a question about somebody or some organization or corporation or whatever, they can ask about it and life will show them. Now, many times it comes in a symbolic form. In other words, it's like reading a new language. You have to understand it, and sometimes it comes straightforward. It depends upon the individual and how their mind is set up, because as people develop themselves in this lifetime, they also create different parts of themselves unconsciously. And in Book 6, Your Dream Visions, I explain this, and it's called the sensor. And psychologists are aware of this. There's a part that filters through, you know, the information from the other levels, and it's called a sensor, and it just depends upon how that sensor is set up. And so as an example real fast is that if a person is brought up, you know, in a strong, straight religion, any experiences from the other worlds are basically going to be shut out, because all religion is basically one-dimensional, physical, astral. So their sensor is not going to allow the information to come through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of like your computer. You know, you may want to do certain things on your computer because the mind and all the five bodies are like computers, and your real awareness operates them. So it's just like if you don't have the program to run what you want to do, then it doesn't work, you see? You need to download the program. So you need to gain the awareness of recognizing yourself to be able to recognize what is coming through from the other levels of life, you see?
Right, right. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it does. Life makes sense. And so, again, it's not a bunch of mumbo-jumbo like we've went through. You know, as you and I are very familiar with the systems here, and it's like the creation of money. It's money that rules the world because, you know, you look at the United States prior to right before it was established and the Indians and et cetera were here. Did they have money? Did they exchange dollar bills? No.
Nope.
The Europeans brought this over to control the situation here is what they did. And so, again, we know how the system works. And, you know, you can ask the average person out there, you know, how does the money system work? And they will give you an answer something like, well, it's very complicated, and I don't really know. Most people don't know. Well, it's not complicated at all.
Right.
All they do is get the printing press. They get some paper. They get some ink. They print the money. It's like, duh. It's not this complicated system that even if you take classes in college and they talk about economics or whatever, I've read some of this material, and it's just such mumbo-jumbo that where it looks like it's so complex, and they've purposely done this, make the whole system, the monetary system, look so complex that nobody really understands how it works, but yet you see on the news or something, you see the big sheets of bills being printed and whatever, and it's like it's right in front of you. This is how they do it. They simply print the money. Again, they created the 1913 Federal Reserve Act as an example, and before that, they just simply print the money, and those that, you know, created that corporation, they control the world, and they manipulate the distortion in the world. So, again, you know, if people want to keep unconsciously agreeing to this, what they're really agreeing to is a continuous procedure unconsciously, and they project ideas into the future. And what they don't realize is that those ideas will go into future lives,
right,
and they become seeds and tap lines for them to be connected to unconsciously, because lots of times when people go, when they leave this life and go into the astral realm, they're not really aware that they're even there. They don't even realize that they've passed on. They just simply, their awareness just simply transfers into the astral body, first of all, for most people. And then all of a sudden, they're not even aware that they even come back here because they're basically controlled unconsciously by the agreements that they have previously made that they don't remember. This is why most people do not remember their past lives.
Right, right. And I guess a lot of people don't seem to understand that the Federal Reserve is not part of the government, really. It's a group of, it's a banking cartel, and it's not transparent, and they loan money to the government at interest, and they loan the money to the other bankers for zero interest.
Well, again, this is, you see, the United States was created a particular way from Europe, but in our history books, we're told these little stories that look real sweet, you know, like from the Bible and all these things. All these people created these doctrines to control others, and so again, that's why we're here showing people what's really going on, and we're not telling people, you know, this or that. We're just saying, look, this is what is taking place. This is what is making sense. We're really reporting the news, and you can learn to see this for yourself if you decide. So they got to kind of keep up with us because we're moving along at kind of a rapid pace with our awareness. So before we go any further, Lance, let me introduce Ms. Tanya Quarterman here.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Ms. Tanya Quarterman. This is Lance White. Go ahead, dear.
Hi, Lance.
Tanya. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too. So, a little bit of my background. I'm 49, and I've always been concerned about the environment since I was a child. I worked in corporate America for 15 years. I was involved in insurance and software. And then I left all of that kind of frustrated. I became self-employed. I studied hypnotism. I've been a hypnotist for 14 years. And I've practiced Reiki, numerology. I've dabbled with a lot of these different systems. I came across Dwayne's material last September, and actually through Kelsey as well. Very thankful to Kelsey. And so I've been singing New You since September, and it took me a while to get through my own distortion. And here now I'm very focused. One thing I'd like to say is that my health has received a huge boost since singing New You and becoming more aware.
Can you elaborate on that just a little bit?
Sure. I've always put value on my dream experiences. But singing New You and reading Dwayne's material really helped tie things together for me. I said that I dabbled with a lot of these systems. I've always been, searching. I thought of myself as a truth seeker. I don't see myself that way anymore. I prefer being real and
right.
Becoming more aware. And so Dwayne's material has really kind of tied things together for me. It's organizing this for me. It's very difficult for me to describe, but my awareness is becoming deeper. With each passing day, I've made the connection to the guides, and it's exciting. It's really exciting. I'm very pleased to be working with Dwayne and Kelsey and working towards building the vessels and raising this awareness.
What are some of the changes that you've noticed in your daily life?
Well, my health definitely has received a boost. I've had issues physically with my back that seem to just really be clearing up without any other medication or anything that you would normally think that you needed to use.
Mm-hmm.
So my back is becoming stronger. I've had a herniated disc, and I haven't had it looked at to see if it's what's exactly going on in there, but I know that I feel better, and I believe that I'm releasing tap lines as well in that area. So as those come off, the health gets better.
Wonderful. Sounds good to me.
Yes, Lance, Tanya and Kelsey have had a lot of, prolific experiences with the real guides. We can't talk about all of them because they do deal with what we're doing with the Vessel Project. But Tanya and Kelsey have, and especially Tanya here lately, has had a lot of experiences with Rebazar, Paul Twitchell, Gopal Das, etc. And so from the real side, she's seen the Vessel Project, what's taking place, and so is Kelsey, and they're shown certain things, and they will be working with me out here in California, too. So they're shown different positions that they're going to be involved in, and we also have other people on the Skype from all parts of the world that are being shown. So, and Africa is a big one that is really waking up right now. The people are really coming into Africa from all over, and we just had a Skype today talking with the Africans and what they're doing there. And so these people are picking up on it very fast because their culture is a particular. Certain cultures will pick up on it faster, like in the United States here. People are more, there's a lot of one-dimensional brainwashing going on in the United States, and unfortunately, the Americans here really do not see the side of these other countries and, what the political system here is doing with takeovers and, the Palestine, the Gaza Strip and all that stuff. We don't get into the political stuff because these are choices that people make, but we're letting the world know, and we're contacting women's groups all over, et cetera, and other groups, letting them know that there is a better way to understand what is taking place in this world instead of unconsciously being subject or having to deal with these so-called issues that are made up by the political system, kind of like worms dangling out there for fish to see if people will bite. And then they get all involved in these issues, which are just, you know, you see them on TV, these political debate things and whatever, and like the presidential primary and whatever. These are hired actors is all they are.
Right.
And most of these people in the news are hired actors to keep this deception going. And people can learn to get their own answers. They don't need deception. You know, that's why we're here showing people we don't have any hidden agenda here. We're not here to save people or take over the world or protest or rebel. No, we're just simply here to show people how to wake up and be real and wonderful for themselves. And they can do it and eventually become self-sufficient. In other words, instead of looking to an invented system, you know, they can do it for themselves. And this is what we're creating in different parts of the world. We're creating universal communities. And it's just like, you know, the indigenous people, they all had their communities. They were self-supporting. They had their connections to the other worlds, and we have the best connection beyond creation itself. It is time for people to really understand what is taking place with the environmental position within themselves, and they don't have to go anywhere. It's all within themselves, and, you know, the reading material is a reference, and, you know, many things are referred to as sacred writings or whatever. Well, again, they're just words in a book is all they are. What really matters is that do you have the real connection to the true reality life is beyond all the deception that's taking place here. And, you know, it's life is bigger than just sorting out deception and having to deal with it and just working a 9-to-5 boring job here on the earth. Again, did the Indians work a 9-to-5 boring job? No, they didn't do that. That was all brought to them here, and they were pushed aside. And then they were labeled as savages, and these people were wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were truly wonderful, and they worked with the natural environment. And as the Europeans came over here, they destroyed it. They continued to destroy it. And look at us in 200 years. We got the chemtrails. We got microwaves everywhere. We got HARP. We got the oceans. Fukushima's going. The world's almost destroyed. It's almost polluted, destroyed. The oceans, et cetera, almost dead. This is very, very real. And it's not 50 or 100 years from now. It can happen next week.
Yeah.
Et cetera. And we've got, you know, weather control, et cetera. And so, again, and these people that are using the chemtrails and whatever, geoengineering, they call it, it's their fancy word for distorting things and fooling people, you know, they think they know what they're doing. They think because they can do something with the atmosphere, but they don't realize the cause and effect they're creating and the eventual down-the-road effects that are going to, you might say, bite them in the rear, and that's very, very real because nobody controls life or the creation itself because you have cause and effect here, and those that do, well, again, they have to deal. Everybody has to meet with themselves, and these individuals, this is a warning because everything that these people decide, whether others realize it or not, they're dealing with the laws of karma. And they will have to meet themselves, and they are responsible for what they've created and decided. No matter what so-called authoritarian position they have, they still are responsible, and they'll be back for even hundreds and thousands of lifetimes to figure this out, and it's going to be a lot worse for them. So they can look good right now, but the lords of karma and the gods of man are more than happy to spread their lifetimes out forever, and so you can be slaves, but these people on the earth, they're actually puppets for these systems. And,
yes,
again, this is what we're just simply, you know, a step at a time showing people how to, you know, do better because things are not good on the earth. It's really to an alarming point, and you know this too.
Yes. Yes, we're just at the edge. We're at about 11:59, and midnight is about 30 seconds away.
Yeah, that's very real because, you know, in the Skype groups, and it's not a doomsday thing, we're not doing that. It's really by choices. And, you know, people look to prophecy and whatever, and that's fine. But all prophecy is simply something that's been decided at one point, and eventually the effect shows up. So it's no different when you go down to UPS or FedEx, and you mail a package, and they tell you, oh, it'll be there tomorrow, next day air. Well, that's prophecy, you see? And that is prophecy. It really is. They're prophesizing the package will be there, And for the most part, it will, unless the airplane, something happens or it can't take off or whatever. And so this is where, you know, most prophecies do come true, because some people, very good psychics or whatever, or seers, they can see the time and space patterns. They can read the time track, and they can see where the effects came, where the causes came from, and they can see where the effects are going. So this is what they're seeing, and this is what is called prophecy. And prophecy only exists because of causes at a particular time that eventually come out as effects. And so these effects may not come out for lifetimes, so you have these different individuals from the past, and people have been focused on the prophets, but it's not about prophecy. It's about your real awareness waking up now, because life is now. It's always now, like the sun shining. It's always right now, and it's never in the past or in the future. And again, as people keep projecting into the future, looking for a better future, what they don't realize is that this is purposely done to goad them into coming into future lifetimes and being slaves again.
Right, right.
That's really all it is. It's just a marketing ploy for them to return unconsciously and keep doing this 9-to-5 boring stuff, because the Earth is human farming. It's always been human farming. And we know this by the reptilian rulers that are here. They were the original invaders on the Earth, and they created all the doctrines of this Earth. And people just, they still haven't woken up after hundreds of lifetimes. They've been the slaves of these, you know, interplanetary aliens. And they go from planet to planet. And I'll use Mars as an example, and Mars is a very good example. There is life on Mars. There's life on many of the planets, but it's underground. They were there, and they're underground, and they destroyed the atmosphere of that planet. There's a little bit left, but very, very little, and that's why the planet is like it is. And that's exactly what they're doing to the Earth right now, and they've got their underground caverns and tunnels already ready to go underground here.
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly. It's like wake-up time, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we, the Vessel Project and what we're doing, you know, we're presenting this wonderful, you know, we're doing our own marketing ploy, I'll admit that, but what it is, it's for the benefit of people. It's not to deceive them, but to show them how to get their own answers. And as they do, as they start using the new you, they will get their own answers. And as long as they're here, and especially those with children, you know, these children are growing up in this, and you've got the mandatory vaccines and all these things taking place. This is huge, the autism and the deaths and the comas that are taking place with these lethal things, and this is purposely done.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And a little baby that is not in any shape to be receiving vaccinations that contain toxic elements such as mercury, it's basically putting in poison and destroying the delicate tissues that will be able or would have been able to communicate with other aspects of reality that are not necessarily of the Earth. And then where they're given 45 or somebody said 75 vaccinations. So I don't know what it is, but one is too many.
Oh, yeah, even the ones that we were given when we were young, the polio and whatever, they had cancerous cells, and you know, when we were young, Lance, younger, we're young, but when we were younger, we were taught certain things, and we were taught about how, you know, dangerous mercury, lithium, barium is, but now it's all in these vaccines, and we're told that, oh, no, it's okay now.
Right, right, oh, no, that was, yes, and the scientists are paid, if they want to keep their job, to provide the documentation for that. And, of course, the barium and the other chemicals are in the chemtrails as well. So if you don't get them through vaccinations, you can get them just by walking outside.
It's in everything, and that's the nanotech. And, you know, you have major corporations all over the world producing these things, and, again, agreeing because people want a good job. So they're paid heavily simply because they can produce the money out of nothing. They can produce as much as they want, and they control the systems by it. And again, it's not hard to see what's taking place. What's interesting is that those that control the world here, the world situation, once they've started this, once they've started the deception, once they've put out the poisons and everything that they're doing, the infections. And, you know, it's like every couple of months they're creating new diseases, from AIDS to, a you know, Ebola. And what's the latest one now?
That
starts with an S or something. It's
The Zakia.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelsey knows everything. Thank you, Kelsey. You girls want to say something, go ahead here and jump in. But, yeah, and these things are purposely created, and people have the evidence of it, but yet they still just, it's like, again, because of the sodium fluoride in the water, everybody is so dumbed down, they're kind of in their own surface dream. They just kind of agree to it. It's like, okay, well, all right, well, this is what we're supposed to do. We're just supposed to agree to whatever is created for us.
Mm-hmm.
And not to question it, because, again, I don't want to lose my 9-to-5 job. But again, are you, especially if you have children, I'd be very concerned. And so fortunately, my daughter's grown up. She can decide for herself. But, you know, these people that take their children to the regular school, I recommend homeschooling myself.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I really do recommend homeschooling. It's wonderful. I've known people that have done it, and their kids are different. They're a lot better, and they're a lot more aware and self-sufficient, et cetera. The systems here teach you to be dependent on this, on their systems, and not everybody can do that, but I do recommend that. And this is where people start to build their own communities for themselves and make decisions for themselves instead of being subject to, you know, what is taking place here, because we see the systems aren't really working as they're supposed to, and it's actually, they're very detrimental to all of us. And
yep.
Now we're having to deal with it.
Oh, yes. Plus, they teach history that was made by the people who conquered it, so they wrote it. And in addition to that, it's all left brain and memorization and a lot of useless facts. And there's nothing there that is really meat and potatoes, which pertains to something that we're talking about.
Yeah, so we take it many steps past just, you know, waking up about, you know, the system and what's controlling the earth, et cetera, and all these different factors. And this is where they kind of, you know, they kind of ploy the public into letting them know this knowledge, because it's all over the Internet. It's on YouTube. It's on Facebook all the time. You see, they let the public, they'll also let them have that knowledge because they play upon that. And so people start, you know, almost negotiating the issues and protesting and what have you. And they like the protester. That justifies them to lock them up.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you're in the prisons, now you work for the corporation at 2 cents an hour, and they'll keep you in there in the FEMA camps, et cetera. They're all set up.
Yeah.
And so they're going to let people have that. So people think, okay, well, I'm awake. I'm aware now of what's going on. But no, there's a much bigger picture, and so for the most part, people will pray to their gods or use these old words to try and get information, but they don't realize that the reptilians control those. They're astral, physical shapeshifters,
mm-hmm.
and they really work in a person's dream to tap line them. And just like Tanya was saying, I know so many people with back problems, is because the astral body is the emotional body, and it affects the physical body through the nervous system, and these tap lines affect a person that way in accordance with that. And so this is where when a person feels certain pains or whatever, tries to tell the doctor, well, the doctor can't figure out where it's coming from because it's coming from an invisible source. So what does the doctor basically do? Give them drugs to numb them.
Right.
And actually, these drugs can set up situations to where, and we know what drugs do for the most part, they're very acidic to the body, they're very dangerous, and they even give the warnings, and they start to dissolve your, you know, they destroy your calcium, your immune system, they destroy your bones, they destroy everything in your body, they go through all your organs, and eventually, because they're very acidic, eventually you're more of a cripple than ever. And this is where the natural foods and that actually help heal the body, but it's getting to the right sources, and that's where we will be doing natural foods, real foods, and hydroponics and things like this with the vessels also.
Wonderful. I do notice that many people are starting to drink water that's alkaline. There are a number of alkaline machines that are produced. And I just went to my veterinarian, and he showed me his, and then he said, well, I also have one that makes acid water. And I said, what do you use that for? I said, the disease can't live in alkaline conditions, so what do you use acid for? So he took me back into the garage and poured himself a cup, and he said, smell this. And it smelled just like toxic bleach. And he put it in his mouth and swished it around and drank it. And he said, it's water. It just kills all the germs and anything that's not good for the teeth or for the mouth. So he's got a pretty good handle on it. I never knew that before.
Yeah, there's machines that do that, that create the acid and alkaline water. I'm very aware of those. And also people can use ozone and oxygen therapy also. That does the same thing. And even hydrogen peroxide, food-grade hydrogen peroxide. I use a variety of things myself. It just depends. And so I drink particular waters. And yeah, there's many sources out there. And, you know, again, everybody's body is a little bit different, so each person has to discover that for themselves. But, yeah, basically you want to keep yourself healthy so you have the awareness, because when you're not feeling too well, it's hard to kind of maintain your situation here, because it is a big leap to get through this. And what we're presenting to people, for those that want to get beyond creation and do not want to come back to the earth, because most people will be subject to coming back because they're going to have emotional attachments, karma here, et cetera, that they've got to deal with. When you work with the real universal guides, they show us how to fix these things and get beyond the tap line, et cetera. They work with us on the real side, because that's where the tap lining comes from. This is basically the control of what's taking place here. It's the tap lining. So I suggest people research that. I've written a lot of material on that. And again, as they use the new you, they will actually be shown their tap lines and how these things work, and they'll actually be able to better handle them and understand how they're agreeing, basically, so many people to their own demise, because they've been marketed to agree to it. Just like, you know, look at the commercials on TV, the drug commercials, the food commercials, etc. Most of this stuff really does not comply with, what the body really needs to be healthy, etc. It sounds good, it looks good, it tastes good, but there's a lot more to life. So that's just the first position, the physical body position, but we go way past that and what has basically been known. And so did the girls here, Kelsey or Tanya, did your girls want to say something else? Go ahead.
I'll say one other thing. People have been contacting me recently, and everybody has dreams at night, and a lot of people that have been contacting me really don't understand what's going on. They're having what they would call kind of scary experiences with either demons or death and interesting things like that. But everybody can read the bug, they can test into you, and they could contact us, and we can assist them with the experiences that they're having, and then eventually they can learn to do it themselves, and they can be okay. And really, so they can be okay, and that's the best part of what we're doing, so people can deal with what's taking place here on the earth and throughout the other levels.
Kelsey, how can people contact you?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Kelsey Brown. I have 3 Facebooks. The name is Kelsey Brown for all of them. You can message me or add me as a friend. And I also have an email address, which is kbrow120@odu.edu.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that's the best part. So, yes, they can contact Kelsey or whatever. And I would say that people can save a lot of money instead of going to the shrink or the psycho doctor, that they can figure these things out for themselves. I'll give you an example. I talk to some people, and they give clinical ideas of what they're going through. One of them was a lady I was talking to at the store one time, and it was late night at the market, and I said, oh, you stay up late or whatever, and she goes, yes, I have insomnia. I've had insomnia for 8 years because I can't sleep. And insomnia, that's the clinical word for you can't sleep. Okay, so just as a simple idea. And I simply said to her, well, guess what? I said, there's no such thing as insomnia. Once you learn to be now and just recognize this very moment that you're in, and if you really want to be able to go to sleep at night, it's very, very simple. In other words, you don't have to really think about sleeping. See, what is taking place with basically, there's many different roles to it, but basically what is taking place with insomnia is one example is that, you know, the mind, because we're in a literal society, the mind usually is going so much faster than the body can keep up with. Well, the body's tired from a day at work, let's say, but the mind is still going, and so the mind won't let the body sleep. And so this causes confusion, and so the body's trying to sleep, but the mind is still going because that's your mental body, and then you have your physical body. And see, people think, well, gee, that's the brain or whatever. No, the brain is a receiver. The mind is an actual body like the physical body, but it's a finer body that's not seen. And just like cyberspace in your computer, you do see parts of it, but you don't see all of it. There's a lot, most of it is unseen. And this is like your mental body, your causal, and your emotional. But once you learn to be now, and you just kind of let the mind be, and don't even think about going to sleep. Don't even try to do that. But just simply, I would suggest that, you know, just kind of see something you like being at the beach, or, you know, maybe just kind of go over a movie that you saw or something like that, and pretty soon, voila, you're asleep, you see?
Yeah.
And so it's really learning to be now, because, again, many times, especially in the business world is purposely created to create stress, and this is what taplining is mainly about, and this is where people's energies are siphoned. As they become more stressful, the taplines start coming in, the reptilians start coming in through that stress avenue, because they live off the emotions of people, they live off the astral body. So again, yeah, that's an aspect of it, but I know a lot of people have insomnia. Don't try to go to sleep. I would recommend just try this. Just simply forget going to sleep and just sit there, and pretty soon, you know what? You'll just fall asleep.
Well, wonderful. And, Dwayne, we're about to segue off the show, so I want to thank you, for all of you, for joining us tonight. And if you want to tell us where we can find you, that would be great.
Well, we're everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. You can look up Dwayne the Great Writer, and there's Miss Kelsey Brown and Miss Tanya Quarterman. Again, we're all over Facebook. Dwayne the Great Writer, you can put that in Google or Yahoo. We're everywhere, and we're here for everyone. So our adventure, this is a real adventure that we're creating for everyone, and but you have to be the risk taker. You've got to want to see more. So, yes, thank you so much, Lance. Been fun. Another fast hour.
Oh, yes. Well, I always enjoy talking to you. We have the best talks.
No, thank you so much for inviting us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. All right. Well, thank you again, and good night, everybody.